Well, we got a stranger, an old friend back on the show here with us today. Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. You changed your name.
Yep. Well, we've gotten into the guiding business, and that has really taken off. So we decided it's time to change it.
All right. Well, Black Duck Outfitters works for me. I'm glad to talk to you again. Hopefully the winter's been treating you good. And I wanted to get a hold of you today, Walt, because, you know, spring fever is really going to set in, especially next week with this warm stretch of weather we're expecting to have. I wanted to talk to you about getting puppies started. And also, if you're out with your puppy dog and you're near a frozen lake, you know, you got to really kind of think about that and be careful.
Well, and a good point is if the dog goes in, you're probably going to go in too. You know, I know if my dog went through the ice, I would be doing everything I could to get out there and get him. So let's not even have that problem. Once we start getting warm days, just don't take the dog out on the ice. It's just not worth it.
Right, right. I mean, quite frankly, if you can't go out on the ice, don't send your dog out there. Because if he goes through, you go out to get him, you're going through too. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Just start thinking about that before. I've seen it happen many times. I mean, literally people, you know, walking with your dog, you throw a stick out on the ice. They run out to get the stick. They throw it back out there, and all of a sudden, they find a thin spot, and they go through.
Yep.
And then what are you going to do?
It's not a pretty picture.
Well, I thought we'd bring that up just kind of as a safety precaution to get people thinking about that. If we could talk a little bit about dog training in general. I know you're moving your location, right? You're actually moving north on U.S. 41?
The hunting preserve will be 5 miles north of Rapid River. We've leased an 80-acre field there. The training and dog kennels will still be done here at my house. I have 10 acres behind the house. So I would say probably 90% of the training that I do, I can do here.
All right.
You know, not a whole lot's going to change other than the field's quite a bit bigger than the one we had before. And it's a nice piece of property.
Well, I'm anxious to see your new location there. And it's a little closer to Marquette.
Yeah, well, like I say, we're 5 miles north of Rapid, so, you know, you're probably going to shave off another 10, 15 minutes if you're coming from the Marquette area.
Well, that'll be nice to see. I can't wait to get my eyes on it and boots on the ground there, so to speak, and see your location. So I think, isn't it right on, actually, the Rapid River itself?
Yes, it is. The Rapid River borders the east line of the property, which is really kind of nice because when we do our hunts and do our training in the summertime, I like to have water close by because it doesn't take much to overheat a dog.
Right, right.
And, you know, the river's right there. You go down and put the dog in the river and they cool right down. So that's going to work real well.
And we got lots more to talk about with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters now. And we're going to get into what to do and what not to do specifically if you got a new puppy over this past winter, how to get him started, and all kinds of little details that you really may not have thought about. So stay tuned for part two. And our next outdoor report later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.